Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director here at Ohio State about the current state of Ohio State athletics. My name is Ben Waite, and I'm joined as always by Mr. Gene Smith for another Q&AD segment. Gene, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great, Ben. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. We got some great questions submitted from listeners. The first one is from Stephen in New Albany. Stephen wants to know, what does it mean for you to see those kids graduate in the horseshoe? Talking about commencement this past weekend.
This just means a lot. I mean, that's the probably the most inspiring moment in time. You know, you see these student athletes come in as freshmen, or sometimes they're transfers, and you see them develop and grow and chase their dreams athletically, but also see them grow and chase their dreams academically. We track that. Sometimes a student athlete will come in and they know their major and they're ready to rock and roll. And then others are exploring and they ultimately find it. But when they get their degree, there's so much happiness, so much joy, seeing their family come and just see them get that degree. And many of them are first generation. And only ones in their family who have a four-year degree. And so there's so much diversity in that group. And it's just fun to see them get that paper and be so proud that they actually got it done. Going to college is a grind, and you know it's a test of your fortitude and your stamina, and they know that. And so it's a great accomplishment. I really get excited about it.
Absolutely. Our next question is from Laura down in Grove City. Laura said, we've got Buckeyes playing everywhere right now. How do you prioritize your travel for all the different championships around the country?
Yeah, it's always hard. You know, I'm fortunate to have some teammates who are sport administrators. They oversee the individual sports. So like Mike Penner is out in Stanford right now with the women's tennis team. And I won't be there, but I'll track them online. And so it really is just based upon my schedule. It's based upon geography, where they are, if I can get to them really easily and then get back home. So it's not something that is a systematic approach, but it just depends on the dates and the location and how fast I can get there and how fast I can get back.
Our next question is from Chris up in Dublin. Chris wants to know what professional sports you like to watch and what you're watching when you're not watching sports.
Oh, wow. So I like to watch the NFL, and I like to watch the NBA when they reach to get into where they are now, getting to the finals. I don't watch them much during the regular season, but they seem to start playing defense now, so I watch them. But, I watch different sports. I watch tennis quite a bit. I enjoy watching tennis and golf, so I watch golf on occasion, so it's very relaxing. But those are probably the ones I watch the most. My wife and I watch Netflix series, or HBO or Prime, whatever. We just finished watching White Lotus, and we're watching the new season of Succession. And there's another one that was just ended called Shrinking. We just watched that. And there's just so many different things. And when we can find time to watch something, sometimes it's on a flight. But a lot of times we'll find a moment in time and we'll say, well, let's watch this series and go. So we try our best to stay up to tune so we can have conversations with my teammates about different things. I watched Yellowstone. I enjoyed that. My favorite character was Beth. I'd hire her if she was truly available to work in the athletic department, but she was my favorite character of all time.
Kim Heaton just gave us the recommendation for Shrinking, so we're getting ready to get that started as well.
You gotta watch Shrinking. It's funny. It's really funny.
Our last question today is from Joseph out in Centerville. Joseph wants to know how you feel about the recently announced schedule for the 12-team football playoff.
Well, I think it's the right thing. You know, we knew it was eventually going to happen, when we started the CFP years ago in 2014 or whenever it was. But we actually had some data you know, you needed to have the four-team CFP playoff in order to evaluate data and understand the experiences. And so moving to 12, or an 8 was considered, moving to 8 or 12 made sense, and I support moving to 12. And I think it'll be good. We can be in a situation where we can win the championship and get a bye. But if we don't, we'll be able to host the first round sites, and we will host. Originally, I thought it might be problematic to host, but the more I look at it, the more I look at, our historical weather patterns, I think we'll be okay to host in the shoe in the first rounds. And hopefully we get a bye and jump to the quarterfinals, but we'll see how it goes. So I'm very supportive of it. I'm excited. Offers more opportunities for more teams. It should create some excitement in the regular season across a number of the teams more, because you'll have more teams in. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
Gene, as that discussion was happening and we weighed competing the televised playoff games against NFL games, what was that conversation like, and how did we land where we did?
Yeah, I think, there's a reality of compression. So when you look at when the regular season ends and you look at the conference championship games and when they occur in December, and you try and consider, the holidays, and you try and consider all the different things, including the NFL windows, at some point in time, you just got to bite the bullet and say, maybe we will go head to head. And there's a different demographic, there's a different fan, and with technology today and different platforms, people can watch both. I noticed many a times when, I'll have two TVs going or a split screen going or whatever. So I think we came to the realization that if we ended up there, we'd have to just accept it, because the travel for our student athletes was a high priority. And then middle of the week games were problematic. We really talked about Tuesday and Wednesday games, and they were problematic, particularly if you're hosting in the first round. So that was the conversation, and I think that's going to happen periodically over the CFP time, where there's just going to be some overlap or head-to-head matchup situations.
Well, that does it for another Q&A segment here on the Gene Smith Podcast, presented by Inkova Insurance. Thank you to everyone who submitted a question. If you would like to ask Gene something that's on your mind, you can do so by submitting a question at ohiostatebuckeyes.com. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave a review wherever you find your podcasts. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Thanks, Ben.